So whenever you are on the phone with your daughter, you don't have to have any intention other than your mother's love and concern, and just tap. And let her talk while you just tap. Even on the phone, you'd be amazed at the great healing that can happen. I was actually on my friend Sherry Ray does this cool thing for those of you who work in our office. One Wednesday a month, I forget which one, whatever the Wednesday was this week, the third one maybe, she does a 45-minute, for free, no charge, coach lunch call. Isn't that cool? So from work, you can just call in and you set an intention, and she has different coaching. Well, she invited me to share how to use tapping in work. And it was really fascinating. One of the women on the line, she said that she's in retail, so she's kind of a captive audience, right? And this woman who was in great grief came in and was talking. And what she did was she did the fingers. She was doing this just because she didn't want to get triggered by the grief. And I said, yes, but did you notice your friend felt better, or your client? And she goes, yeah, but I thought that was just from talking. I'm like, no, you did massive energetic healing. So there's a tip for you. If you're on the phone with somebody who's going through a hard time or a struggle or lack of clarity or horrific grief, you don't have to have intent. You don't need words. Just connect from your heart and tap these spots, and you'll be amazed what happens over the phone and what happens for that person.
What's this?
Well, that's from the nine gamut. So that's a way to connect to. A lot of kids do this.
Yeah, I see kids do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the skin where it touches your nail. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the tapping. I never use that part when I'm in a group. I might if I'm alone. It's a nine gamut. If you're not having results, there's a protocol that includes that. But what I was saying on this lunch call was, you know, you don't have to tap and have all the words. That doesn't work at work. And it doesn't work, you know, with teenage kids, and it doesn't work with, really busy lives when you're on the fly. Now, there's an appropriate time for that, when you make that space to really go deep into your own healing or to work with a practitioner. But how do you want to use this tool on the fly? You know, so if you're at work with a bunch of, and I got a letter from a fourth grade teacher. She goes, I can't believe the tapping. My class is acting really good. Yeah. So, you could invite the kids. They'll do it because it feels good. But you don't have to. So, if you're in a corporate situation or a professional setting, it would be inappropriate to tap. But you can touch these spots. Nobody knows what you're doing. And what will happen is your field will shift, and it will shift the energy around you. So I always taught my kids when they're at school, you can do this under a desk or in a meeting. Nobody knows what you're doing. Standing in line at the grocery store, you can touch any of these things. Nobody has to know. So what you're doing, in my opinion, is you're piggybacking on the energy of EFT all over the world. All around the world, there's so many people with intent of EFT that you just got to connect to that flow. And you will see magic happen. So two things. When you're tapping for, say you're in line and the person in front of you is just like wigged out. Has that ever happened to you in the grocery store? You just see all that stinky energy? Well, you don't want to pick up anything, and you don't want to get your little pain bodies triggered, and you don't want to see it spread down the aisle. You know, some people can misbehave and then it just spreads. Everybody's complaining, right? This is really good in the post office, by the way. You don't have to go there. Just touch any of these spots. And what you're doing is you're preventing a reaction within you that's negative, but you're also having positive effect around you. So this is the way we change consciousness in our experience here.
So when you were doing this, you were going just up and then back down?
It doesn't even matter.
Oh, just touching.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of kids will do that. Yeah. Some people tap automatically. They don't even never heard of EFT. They just start banging. It's very soothing. And dogs love it. Cats, I wouldn't tap on a cat, but dogs really love it. Yeah, you can tap for a cat, but not on them.
I respond though, because I picked up a friend's cat at the vet after surgery, and she was in a cat carrier next to me in the car.
So you tapped on you, right?
I didn't even tap physically, but I just kept going through the sequence, and she just calmed down. By the time I got her home, she was like normal after the trauma. And I mean, when I first saw her, she was weird.
Yeah,
and it was like, get me out of here.
Yeah, so there's so many of us tapping now. I mean, truly, it's all over the world. So just connect to that flow of energy, to that intent, and you will see. I mean, that's a great example of it. Great example of it.
Okay.